Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, indeed, you can do that. You can do that basically whenever you want. We are so charming around here that whenever you want to call is fine. The only caveat, the only sort of little glitch is if you want to get a hold of me and talk with me, which hopefully there is some mild propensity, right? You have to call between noon and 3 Eastern.
If you're on the West Coast,
9 and 12,
9
yeah.
And 12, yeah.
Yeah. And if you're in Hawaii, I don't know. I can only convert so far. But listen, people have done that. People have called me from Peru and Korea and Japan. So listen, folks, it's easy in the States or in Canada. You know, it's because it's all written out for you in the front of your phone book.
Did we get a caller from... My memory escaped me. Did we get a caller from Jamaica or something maybe a couple weeks ago, I'm thinking?
Puerto Rico, we have a big station there, so that's certainly possible.
Yeah.
Jamaica, I don't know. Maybe. Why not?
I thought maybe we got one call from there.
Well, see, I believe you before me because I don't necessarily know where the caller is coming from, and you do because you answer the phone. I just answer the question.
Yeah, I want to say we got someone from south of Florida.
So Puerto Rico is south of Florida.
I know
we have a big station there. We get a bunch of calls. In fact, I think we have a couple of stations there. Speaking of which, this only has to do with south of Florida. I think. Geography is not my strong suit. We are doing, It's Broken. This is our first It's Broken, Let's Fix It of the new year. And, it's a little bit of a stretch, to be quite honest. And I'll tell you what it is, and I'll tell you why I'm doing it. All right? For those of you who know about boxing, which certainly does not include me, there is a young man from the Philippines whose name is Manny Pacquiao. Okay, and for those, and people, oh yeah, dude, Joy, I mean, like, duh. He is the only person who has ever won 8 world championships in 8 different classes, 8 different weight classes.
Amazing.
And he's little. I mean, he's little. And let me tell you how I came upon this. As those of you who know anything about me know, you know, I went to medical school, and the brain is certainly one of the favorite organs of my body. And have done, a lot of research, and obviously as a psychologist, something I'm very interested in. And so I know what happens when you hit somebody on the chin. I know what happens to your brain, which is, it's called counter coup. And what happens is the back of your brain hits your skull and kills brain cells. So I'm not a great fan of boxing, to be quite honest. Never have been. I watch Rocky through my fingers. But here's the deal. The director's name is Ryan Moore, who turns out to be from the Philippines. I know, not exactly a Filipino name, but nevertheless, sent me a very nice note and the movie, and called Manny, which comes out later this month. And, as I said, I'm not charmed by boxing, but I was charmed by the movie, and I thought, why not? It's Broken, Let's Fix It tends to be documentaries that have pretty widespread appeal to solving a problem. And this one, as I said, it's a bit of a stretch, because Manny became a boxer, really a necessity, at 16. He weighed 98 pounds because his father had left. And his family was starving, literally. I mean, they were not eating. And so he decided, he sort of got involved in some kind of matches and kept winning, and the rest is history. And I just thought it was kind of an interesting rags-to-riches story, number one. Number two, it's a part of the world that we tend not to know a whole lot about, I think. And, for example, as many of you know, I live in New York, so there are a huge number of Filipinos in living in New York. But in terms of sort of understanding that part of the world and understanding boxing, and so I just thought it'd be kind of a fun thing to do. So that's what we're going to do at the last segment, the last two segments of the program today. So, which means that you're going to have slightly less time to get in touch with me. The only issue then being that calling early makes a little more sense today than it ordinarily does, just because the last half hour is going to be devoted to Manny and to Ryan. And I think hopefully you'll be interested in it. And it's kind of a, as I said, it's a little bit different than what we usually do on the It's Broken, Let's Fix It. But I figure one of the nice things about having my name on the program is every once in a while I can kind of fudge it a little bit. And I think will hopefully fit. You guys will not say, what were you doing? Because I mean, if you think about it, I mean, always people are saying, well, how can you review movies? You're a psychologist. And that's always seemed to me pretty easy because, first of all, I'm really interested in it. Second of all, it's kind of our national intellectual heavy italics pastime, and that people really tend not to read very much. And I know a lot of people watch television, but I don't like television, so I'm not willing to make that sacrifice. But it turns out a lot of people go to movies, and so I can use a movie as a way of explaining something, a concept. People have been asking me which movie they should go to on a date for years, so that was part of it. And plus, from a psychological point of view, I mean, what's more psychological than a whole bunch of strangers sharing the same experience in front of their eyes in the dark, right? Which is, I suppose, how I rationalize theater as well. Anyway, the nice thing about, you know, it being my program is, you know, I can do whatever I want. All right, 855-993-7569. Today, of course, is National Apricot Day. Have no idea why it would be today. And National Static Electricity Day. That makes a little more sense to me, in that when the weather gets cold and dry,
yep,
your hair stands on end.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure why apricots are involved in this, but why not? We love apricots.
And when the weather gets like this, everything that you touch that's some form of metal is going to
zap you.
Yeah.
And remember when we were kids, you go along in your little leather shoes and you'd wipe them on the carpet three times and then touch somebody? You didn't do things like that, huh?
No.
No, I did. I know, you can tell that. Okay, today in history, Connecticut, fifth state, mm-hmm, 1788. Go That's Connecticut. Right. Connecticut, as they say in my part of the world. 1793, Jean-Pierre Blanchard became the first person to fly in a balloon in the United States. You ever been in the hot air balloon?
I have not. I would love to do that at
It's really fun. It's really fun. I actually was on the Pro-Am circuit at one point, believe it or not. I went up in a hurricane, which was not very smart, but it was fun. I actually am one of the few people I know who actually crashed one, but I was fine. I sort of sprained an ankle, but that was it. It really is fun because other than, it's like flying except when you turn the jets on. I actually have my pilot's license, which is not very hard to come by, obviously, but so I actually am able to pilot a hot air balloon. I'm not sure I'd go up with me, but then I do go up with me. 1861, the American Civil War, the Star of the West incident occurred near Charleston, South Carolina. It's considered by some historians to be the first shots of the American Civil War. I thought John Brown's body, you know, the whatchamacallit landing was the first shot that heard around the world, but maybe not. At least it's some historians.
Okay.
So that's kind of sad. Do you know we lost more people in the Civil War than all the rest of the wars put together? Which is
really
what happens when you've got, both combatants, both sides are yours. That tragic war.
Yeah.
All wars are tragic, but Civil Wars, yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
And I really encourage all of you to, oops, folks, I got to tell you, is that, can you hear that, Manny?
Yeah, I can.
I don't know what we're going to do about that. They promised me that they would not do it at noon, so I don't know what we're going to do. Hopefully they'll stop very quickly.
They didn't hesitate, I guess.
Apparently not. The Great Gale of 1880 devastates part of Oregon and Washington with high winds and heavy snow. So it proves that we've had lousy weather historically. In 1894, New England Telephone and Telegraph installed the first battery-operated telephone switchboard in Lexington, Massachusetts. Who knew? In 1914, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, the first historically black intercollegiate Greek letter fraternity to be officially recognized at Howard University, is founded.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a keg party. No, I'm just making that part up. 1947, Elizabeth Betty Short, The Black Dahlia, is last seen alive. Did you ever read that book? It's a scary book.
I saw the movie. I did see the movie The Black Dahlia, but I never read the book, though.
yeah, it's not a happy story. All right, let's see what else we got. Oh, here's a good one. 2007, which is what, 8 years ago, Apple CEO Steve Jobs unveils the first iPhone. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few thousand dollars. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-993-7569. Whatever is on your mind is what we're delighted to talk about around here. You are, in fact, our program directors. You determine what we're going to be talking about with your questions. And we kind of fill in the gaps with whatever it is that we think. Good news today, in terms of the job situation, that this has been the best last, the 2014 was the best year for employment, not unemployment, since 1999. That's 5 years. So that's great. Lots of new jobs. So hopefully some of you who are looking for work have found work. And when the job market improves, people who've had jobs begin looking for new ones. So that should be an interesting phenomenon as well. And it's good for the economy. It's good for for all of us. The French situation seems a little unclear at this moment. The original idea was that that there were two different hostage situations in two different places, and the terrorists had been killed in both situations, and the hostages were all okay. Now they're not clear about that. And the latest is that a woman who is one of the terrorists has escaped. So, it's one of those things that seems to be part of our daily diet these days. So, all right, on a somewhat happier note, but yet somewhat controversial, we covered the story earlier this week that a number of cities are banning sledding. And it's too dangerous. And I am certainly, why I sort of deplore it, I certainly am one of the reasons that they would ban it, in that I was the mom in the neighborhood who'd say, oh, come on, let's go sledding. And, of course, I weigh more than most kids. And so the sled would turn around and we'd go down backwards and then just barely miss cars. And they thought I was a really cool mom. Other parents may not have shared that perception. And, in Massachusetts, this may be called the anti-joy law. I'm not sure. But so we asked people, what did they think about the idea of banning sledding? So what did people come up with? And then the issue is really not so much public safety as public litigation, is that cities can get and have been sued.
Yeah. Let's start with Nancy. Nancy says, she's just right out of the gate, she goes, ridiculous.
Tell us what you really think, Nancy. I hate it when people just don't, aren't clear about what their feelings are.
Amy says, it's the idiot families suing the city that are the problem. I don't blame the cities for covering their backsides, but why are the courts awarding money to people? That's the ridiculous part.
Well, that is the question, and I don't know whether these were jury trials or not, but in the two cases they cited, the awards were in excess of $2 million. So,
yeah.
And it's not only the $2 million, it's the time spent for the preparation, and the city picks up the charges for the judges, and juries get paid, and the litigation, and so. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the McDonald's case, isn't it, of that cities decide. My guess is these were probably jury trials, because when you get kind of weird awards on weird cases, I think you're almost always talking about people's emotions rather than logic.
Yeah. Anna says, and then they wonder why there's an obesity epidemic.
Oh, right. Sledding is going to get rid of obesity. I was just thinking, sitting on a tray and going down a hill is certainly going to burn calories. Honey. At least you had to walk out the door. I suppose you have to walk back up the hill. So maybe she's right.
Tom says, the great outdoors. When was that again? 2019? Oh, yes. The sun faded that year. Shame.
Whoa. A little cynical there, are we?
Yeah, seems like it.
Wow, this was one that sort of touched people's cynic bones, didn't it? Whoa,
I think got some people going,
yeah.
For sure.
Well, I mean, sledding seems such a, an all-American, and of course it's not an American pastime. I mean, there's luge, and there are, the Canadians probably have been sledding longer than we have. But, I mean, we've got our little Red Rider. Remember those? Little Red Rider? And remember they had wood slats, and the front, I mean, this one's, I think, my great-grandfather's or something when I was a kid. The stuff I liked was the plastic, basically, trays. I thought those were fun. Mine was round. And they were easy and they were very slippery. Cafeteria trays were a little harder to come by. We could do those in college, but I went to school. We did those in high school. In college, I went in Houston, and it's hard to come by snow, let alone trays. But I remember sort of an old Red Ryder, and the red paint was basically all peeled off of it, which meant that you had exposed wood, which meant you were always getting slivers in your hand or whatever. And they had a little bar on the front that you could, in theory, steer with, and it had a rope through the edge where you could pull it up the thing. And I don't think you could actually steer those things at all, but they had the illusion, at least, of being able to have some control over it. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie says, at your own risk, take responsibility for yourself and your children. Next thing they will ban snow. Too dangerous for us to handle.
Or snowball fighting, at least.
Yeah.
No snow forts. There was one place. Where'd I go? I went up in the Catskills a couple of years ago, and they had a luge run. I mean, except it was man-made. Well, I guess all luge runs are man-made. But they gave you a tray, and it was for kids. And, of course,
I'm just big. I'm really a kid. I'm wrinkly, but I'm really...
So they let me do it, of course. And you started at the top on somewhat of a mild ski slope, and then they had the sides build up, and then they watered them, so they were iced on the side. And you went flying. It was really fun. The person with me actually weighed more than I did. Well, it was a guy, so he weighed more than I did. Mm-hmm. And he went over, so I went down, and I just thought it was enormously fun. It dumped me out, but because you go down, you really build up a head of steam, and then you have a turn, and so you're going along the side, which is ice. And then you go along the other side, which is iced. And so you're going really fast, and you're at a tilt, which means you don't have much. Centrifugal force is the only thing that's really holding you to the ground because you're at an angle. And so it's really fun and really fast, and then it dumps you out. And presumably it's built for people who weigh about probably half of what I weigh. And it's not like I'm enormous. It's just I'm a grown-up.
Mm-hmm.
So this was probably made for maybe, I don't know, 60, 70-pound kids at most. So, and the guy that did it after me, because, you know, when I went down, because I don't think a grown-up had gone down there before, because they're grown-ups, and they don't do stuff like that. And once I did it, of course, everything, well, if she could do it, I could do it. So this guy did it and sliced his head. I mean, because it was really, yeah, because he was going probably even faster than I was going. And I don't have a very good sense of self-preservation. I've actually gone down ski slopes on cross-country skis, which is stupid because they don't have any edges, so you can't really slow them down. And the only person I know who's ever hurt themselves on cross-country skis actually broke my thumb. Mm. But I didn't complain about it and didn't sue anybody. It was stupid. I shouldn't have been doing it. And it was fun, and I would do it again. So what can I tell you?
Okay.
And then I went down a ski slope. There was some Bear Mountain or something. There was ice where they hold you up on an inner tube and you go down. Except you have to hold on to the inner tube, but I didn't know. You don't get in the inner tube until you're ready to go. And so I got in the inner tube and slid everybody. It's like bowling. I knocked everybody over. I think they're going to ban me. Maybe this should be called a joy ban. It's clearly my problem. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Ansel, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Ansel, there you are. Hello. Whoops. What happened there? Do we have any idea?
I don't know. Maybe he didn't. I don't know if he knew he was on the air. I don't know if he was ready or not or whatever.
It sounded like something just dropped. All right. At any rate. All right. Let's Ansel, call us back. We'll put you on the air. All right. So let's. Should we go back to sledding? Until we can get Ansel back in our in our clutches? Okay.
Let's do it. We got a couple more comments on that, on the idea of banning sledding in certain U.S. cities. Bethany says, sledding is a part of childhood. It's up to the parents to make it as safe as possible for kids. When I was a little girl, all we did was play outside all year round. It's so good to get fresh air in those lungs and then come in with rosy red cheeks.
All right, you get an answer. I'll talk about rosy red cheeks. The issue is not that people are saying that that sledding is evil. It's that there have been a number of cases where there have been accidents with sledding, and that cities have gotten sued. And it would seem to me one of the things to do is just, as someone pointed out, put a sign saying sled at your own risk. And maybe even have somebody there. I mean, you can't really have people sign off on it. But, you know, maybe. Look, crossing the street is a risky proposition. And you should look both ways. And in New York, you should look both ways. Sort of stay the rosary and run like crazy. I mean, people pay not much attention to it. Yellow means just step on it. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Ansel, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Oh, good. Yeah, we somehow thought, oh my goodness, we lost you to the ether. So welcome back.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. You sound very
sure.
Nice. Thank you.
My pleasure. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I had a question for you. You know, I've been pretty liberal as an American, thinking about, you know, immigration, and I've been kind of, you know, we're a country built on immigrants. And in the spirit of what's happening in Paris, there was a great debate that, you know, I found myself interested in when we're talking about religious freedom and that religious freedom clashing with cultural freedoms. For example, in the United States, we believe that, you know, everybody has the ability to speak freely, practice and worship freely. But when you have a particular religion that is against modernity in a sense and it is against those ideals, and they're very tenacious with that, doesn't it clash with our ideals? And will it bring further kind of violence and kind of kickback against, I guess, a culture such as ours? I'm a little bit fearful of that.
Well, Ansel, I think that's kind of the issue that's a universal issue at this moment, is when you get fundamental religions that, and almost by definition, a fundamentalist religion says things should be like they were. That the rules are very strict. The rules are very strict in terms of how men should behave, how women should behave,
right.
And almost without exception, fundamentalist religions exalt men over women. That only people within that religion who are male have rights. And they're often their dietary laws quite often and that's why this country supposedly is you know, separation of church and state. Of we've said, look, the religion is one of those things that is almost by definition emotion based.
Right.
And the question is, should government be emotion based? And in this country, at least, we say no, that there should be a difference between belief and law. And
right.
As long as those are separate, that you're allowed to believe whatever you want. But the rules, first of all, have to be impartial, that they should not, at least in this country, differentiate on the basis of sex or religion or race or age. So we're saying that, and you can have emotional feelings about all of those things, but they have nothing to do with the law. And
right.
So, but there are many countries, there are many states, there are many situations in which that separation doesn't exist. That they're
right.
saying that the emotion and the intellect are not separate, that the law and religion are the same. And in fact,
right.
not only are the same, but then when you add God in,
it is like the fundamental law, yes.
Exactly,
law.
Exactly. You can't, you know, you may be able to argue with your president, you may be able to argue with your legislature, but you can't argue with God.
Not argue with
so,
God.
And I'm the one who's going to tell you what God's saying. And the I is very likely to be a clergy person, not a politician. And when you
right.
combine those two, that's a huge amount of power, isn't it? It's saying, here's the law, and this is how we're going to enforce things, and you can't argue with it because it's God's will.
God's
so,
law.
Yeah, exactly. It gets to be, and that's why this country was really founded on that principle, that the two together can become very abusive and very
right.
Very overwhelming and very unfair, especially if you're on the wrong side of the religious divide. But there are a lot of countries that don't. And it's interesting because France has historically had huge have had huge problems in that particular area, not so much with religion per se, but with, for example, Algeria and the Algerians in France having and huge abuses, not only from the Algerians toward the French, but the French toward the Algerians.
Surely.
So, and this is, you know, I think most of us don't think of France as being a particular hotbed. We think of it as sexy, but not necessarily politically agitated. And it always has been. Historically, it has been.
Right.
And certainly, as you point out, less of a distinction. But I think your point, Ansel, is that that's one of the reasons that the United States is viewed as satanic, is because we do separate those two out. Now, is that, and you know, in some ways, believe it or not, this actually has to do with sledding, believe it or not, because when we're talking about sledding and should we ban something that a lot of people enjoy and people have fun because some people have abused the notion, does that mean we should ban it? And to a certain extent, you could argue that if, in fact, terrorists will focus on the United States because, in fact, we do separate out religion and law. We say, you're entitled to your beliefs, but they have nothing to do with the law. The law is separate from beliefs, is separate from emotion. And so part of the world views us as satanic because of that, because they're saying that you cannot separate the two out. You must not separate the two out. And, in fact, the laws are from God, not from
men. And therefore, that is where I'm most concerned for not just, you know, the people of the United States, but just people around the world who believe in that separation. We become the number one target, in a sense.
That's true.
We are the ones that will be the next one in lines. And the question would be, you know, how do we prepare ourselves, embrace ourselves for what's coming on? I never thought about immigration in that way, because there are a couple of people, particularly in the Netherlands, who were really staunch about, we're going to allow only the people that really can function within our codified laws here, with their law, with their religions, and practice here without any, you know, without any infringement on the things that we believe in, and not cause conflict.
All right, but you're talking about two separate things, I think, and I think we have to be careful not to combine them. One is people who come here. I mean, presumably, the people who come here from different cultures come for one of two reasons: either to embrace the spirit that and freedom that our way of life exemplifies, to say, look, you don't have to follow those rules; that it is that your religion and the laws are separate.
Right.
Or people who come here as essentially subversives, who come here to work from the inside and destroy the system. And the question is, how can you tell which immigrant is which? And I would argue that you can't.
You can't,
And in fact...
I wasn't confusing them. I was saying that's what's happening in the Netherlands. There was a guy who was saying we should try to limit that kind of thing and try to do that. But you're right. You cannot distinguish between one or the other.
Exactly. And in fact, if you and I are both applying for immigrant status, and I'm a terrorist, all right, let's say that you come here because you feel that it offers you an opportunity that your country doesn't, and that you still embrace your religion, but that you can separate it off. And I, in fact, am a zealot. I feel that this country is not, you know, is the Antichrist, and therefore I've come to destroy it. If I'm smart, I'm going to appear to be even more pro-United
American
States than you are. Yeah.
Going to assimilate yourself into a
society. Exactly. Right. And so how are you going to differentiate? And I would argue that you cannot. And in fact, not only can the government not differentiate between you and me, because if I'm smart, I'm going to make it very clear that I'm even more of a patriot. I'm more pro-American than you are, because otherwise
absolutely.
I'm stupid. I'm going to get thrown out
or
not let in. But the point is that we believe, this country believes that I'm allowed to be an American who is not pro-American. I'm allowed to be an American who is pro-one religion or another, or pro-no religion.
That is dangerous, especially in these particular times, becoming, like you said earlier, this is something that's going to be a hotbed, or we're seeing this more and more.
Well, but to a certain extent, I mean, this is something that the country's always dealt with, whether you're dealing, and sometimes we've dealt with it well, sometimes we've dealt with it poorly. I mean, we had internment camps for Japanese Americans during World War II. We had anti-German sentiment during World War I. I mean, it's a long history of how do we differentiate from the people who are here because they want to be here and they love the country, and people who want to destroy it. And I would say that there's no easy way of doing it except being vigilant and really trying to convince the people who don't like the country of why the country is good for them as well as everybody else. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fuse with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Okay, let's finish up sledding, and then maybe we should do an email. What do you think?
That sounds like a good plan.
It's a plan, Stan. All right.
I've got just the one more comment from the sledding topic. Amy says, nonsense. There's no way to ban all the ways for 11-year-old boys to be stupid. At least they are outside.
Or their mothers. That would be me.
Yeah. And she finishes up, she says, at least they are outside instead of in front of TVs and computers.
Yeah. Well, and I think just posting things saying, you know, proceed at your own risk. I mean, to a certain extent, I think one of the plans is that they would put up sledding areas in certain areas. And the issue... I mean, the issue is twofold. First of all, sleds, in theory, I mean, as I said, when I went tubing, which is really fun. I love tubing. But, you know, I'm sort of klutzy. And it's a ski slope, and it's icy, and you have the inner tube. And apparently you're not supposed to get in it until you're actually, until they give you a shove. And I just sort of got to the top and sort of thought, okay, get in it now. So, you know, when you're ready. And it was like I was bowling. I knocked over like 5 people who were not thrilled with me. And, you know, I wasn't something I was doing on purpose. But an inner tube that's empty is relatively harmless. An inner tube with 100-and-some-pound woman in it is not so harmless anymore. What can I tell you? All right, let's go to harmless emails that'll keep me out of trouble.
Well, we have an email from Paul from Colorado. He just asked the question, Dr. Joy, is it possible that some problems are unsolvable, that something like suicide is the most humane solution to the sufferer, not to those who care for he or she?
All right. Well, you're asking a number of questions there, so let's sort them out one at a time. First of all, are there problems that don't have solutions? Well, there are problems that have different perspectives, and I think the idea is to at least part of the program is to offer at least alternatives, because I think we can get locked in sometimes to the notion that there's only one answer and we're trapped, and that only one answer and trapped, I think, makes us anxious and makes us feel victimized and is not very helpful. So just being able to see alternatives, seeing that there's something different. The problem about suicide is, as I said before, is it tends to be a permanent solution to a temporary problem, which isn't exactly what you want. And most people who are feeling suicidal are having a difficult time making decisions. Do I get up in the morning? Do I get out of bed? They can't decide whether to have Cheerios or Raisin Bran. And that's not a time where you want to decide on something that gives you no second option. Then I think that the third question is suicide ever a viable or an appropriate, maybe as well as anything else, option? And I would argue that probably it is. Again, from a legal standpoint, not a religious standpoint, that there are certainly people who feel very strongly, including the Catholic Church, that suicide is truly a mortal sin, that God gives you life and God is the only one who can take your life away from you. But, you know, and I think if somebody, it's very interesting to me that if somebody has chronic intractable pain, that they have cancer, let's say, and it's a particularly virulent, unpleasant cancer, and they feel that they're going to be draining familial resources in terms of finances and emotions and time, that it's going to be an undignified end for them, that they're not going to be the person that they were. Most of us can say, well, yeah, we get it. You know, we get it. On the other hand, if somebody is in psychological pain, we tend to be much less supportive of that. Yeah, it's one of those things. This country, it turns out statistically, really does believe in assisted suicide. That it's that it should be legal. And in some countries it is. I think Ansel mentioned Holland, and I think that the Netherlands is one of the countries where assisted suicide is legal. The idea being that at some point you can opt out. That you know that there is no quality of life anymore. That I either can't speak or that I'm blind. It's interesting that we're willing to do that for our animals, right? That an awful lot of people are willing to make the very difficult decision of taking an animal and putting it literally out of its misery, with the idea being that I am a caretaker, that my contract with my pet is that I will keep the pet healthy and happy and safe. And when I can no longer do that, and the animal is suffering as much as I care about that animal, then I'm going to opt to not force that animal to continue to live. You know, I think it's such an individual kind of choice. And as I said, when I was in medical school, there were a bunch of us who sort of got together. And because, you know, in medical school, you're subjected to all the awful things that can happen to your body. And so there were a bunch of us who got together and said, okay, we have a pact that if any of us are ever in trouble, that we'll assist one another. I've actually lost track, I think, of probably all of those people because I don't practice medicine. And they probably lost track of each other as well. But it was one of those things to – and the book, remember, No Exit? That came out a number of years ago, that basically taught you how to do a painless suicide. It's an important issue, I think, as human beings that we sort of tackle on our own. I have a do not resuscitate. I have a living will that says if I get to the point where I am no longer able to function, that I don't want to be resuscitated. My daughter's known since she was very young, because she is presumably the person who would be around when it would be an issue, that I don't want to be kept alive by artificial means. Although I did have the notion every once in a while when I was in medical school that they would be one cadaver short and say, "Brown, on the table." Didn't happen, mercifully enough. But, you know, I think it's such an individual thing. My guess is, because we are speaking, it turns out, quite sort of inadvertently about the law and rules and options today, that my guess is that the United States will tackle it, especially as the population is aging as it currently is, and that we can keep people alive artificially for longer and longer. And the question is quality of life, and you know, where are we willing to draw the line, not only for ourselves but for our loved ones? And are we going to make it illegal? Because let me be honest with you, that assisted suicide is probably as old as human pain. It's kept under the covers. It's kept under, you know, under wraps. And there are doctors who are known to be helpful and ones that are not. I think these are important issues for us to deal with as a society, as people who are alive on the planet right now, and as individuals, and for people who are around you to know what your feelings are about it. My particular thing is that there are situations in which you can understand. You may or may not condone, you may not accept, but you can understand why someone would opt out. The problem as a psychologist, as I said, is quite often the solution is permanent and the situation is temporary, and that's something you really don't want to get yourself involved in. You don't want a solution that is irrevocable in a situation that it can change. So 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.